Hello, ladies and gentlemen, to Growing Pains.
Woohoo! Will I ever do an intro without doing my lip liner? I will never know.
Yeah, joined by Fizzle K.
Woohoo!
In a multicoloured raincoat.
Yep.
Faith in the multicoloured raincoat.
Yeah. Oh, I've got potato.
Yeah, for free.
For free. They printed that in the last one.
Yeah, and me, Ethan Bazinga. How's your week been so far?
Yeah, it's good. We are at Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
How's your weekend? How's your week been? What did you do?
I don't know. Let's look at my calendar real quick. What did I do? I don't know why I always have to look at my calendar because I never write things down anyway. On the 4th, I had a hospital appointment.
You did?
Sunday, I went to my mum's.
Yep.
Monday, I did nothing.
Yep.
Tuesday, we had a sports massage. Wednesday, we are here.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Quite a relaxed week.
Yep.
I have a query about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a generational thing that, like, us and like even like Toby, everyone I know can't remember what they did 2 days ago?
Well, we haven't done anything aside.
I feel like everybody older always knows exactly what they've done and when they've done it.
Yeah,
I genuinely can't tell you what's happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're just like skipping through life a little bit.
Yeah, well, the last week was quite a nothingness week for me because the boys went to Vegas.
Yes, I had a DM yesterday saying, yeah, me was that
English?
I don't know, was it? I had a DM yesterday saying, did you not let Ethan go to Vegas?
No. Yeah, she didn't. She locked me up. She caged me down. She literally put a bolt on my door and said, you can only come out for water and food.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was like a kennel this week.
I don't even know. How do they know they're even in Vegas? I've not seen
it on stream and stuff. And they've been talking about going to Vegas for ages.
Oh, fair enough.
Basically, Troops did a massive trip to Vegas. Unfortunately, I nearly died 2 days before they left, and the doctor essentially just wasn't advisable. Like Vegas nightclubs, everything filled with smoke. Oh, Faith's mic sacked it, given up.
Ray said, let the coochie do the talking.
Yeah, so I thought again, when you got a family as well, after how scary that whole situation was, when you got a family, right? Let alone being in Devon, which is 5 hours away, being in Vegas and something going wrong,
yeah,
and American healthcare. It wasn't worth the risk.
Yeah.
So stayed at home. And in that time, I've been playing a lot of pro clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also, what I used this week to do was, I got the snackies one night.
Mm.
But the rest of the week, I've been trying to focus on getting my diet and training back into gear again. And I have.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good for it.
Yeah, it was really funny though, because he's like, oh, I'm not snacking anymore. I was like, babe, like, do you want a crisp or whatever? No, I'm not putting that in my body. I'd done the food shop.
Oh.
And I said, oh, Ethan, there's like, moat cheese in the freezer. And he went, yeah, I know, I've already eaten 9 of them. I was like, excuse me? I was like, have you opened the freezer already? I barely put the baby to bed. That's like 7 p.m. And he's like, yeah, I've eaten 9 already.
So if people don't know what mochis are, mochis, little moons,
yeah,
blew up in like lockdown as well, lockdown era. That's what I remember.
Little
rice ball ice creams. They're fucking delicious. They do loads of different flavours. Faith bought 3 flavours, but there's 6 balls in a packet. So share it equally. 3. And 3 little ice cream balls are not satisfying me.
Yes, but that would have lasted a week had you just had like 3 a night or something.
I'm not having 3 a night.
Or
this
even
tiny
night.
Thing, this.
Yeah, but this is the problem.
That's not a dessert.
Anyway, along with the 9 moat cheats that he had, I found my bag of Pringles on the side. My Pringles are just open. I said, oh, I thought he wasn't snacking.
That wasn't.
And then he had a bag of Wotsits in the living room.
Yep.
You brought another bag of crisp up to bed.
Yep.
And then you also dived into the dairy milk bar.
Yep.
Cadbury's dairy milk.
Can I justify myself quickly?
Yep, go on.
So I played football Sunday.
Right.
Really fucking hot. Got sunburnt, hence why I'm still a little bit red. Fucking burnt loads of calories in that game. Played full 90 minutes in midfield, doing all the proper all over the gaff. I burnt 1,900 calories in that game.
I know, you put it all back on. Brilliant.
No. So this is the thing. At the end of the day, I'd burnt, I think on Sunday, about 4,000 odd calories, and I only ate about 2.5.
Wow.
So on Monday, I had breathing space, and that's why I got the snackies.
Right. Okay, well, you also had dinner, lunch, and then the snackies.
Yeah. And
you probably burned about 50 calories.
And guess what? No, and I've still lost weight. So I was, I was, I was well within my right to get the snackies. And guess what? It did my mental health very well because I went into the next day and I mean, I don't need snack anymore.
Yeah, but that's called binge eating, Ethan, what you've done there. And that's actually a disorder. So what I'd recommend is actually just having a small bit every single night. And by small, I mean one munchie a night. So you still allow
that's
yourself...
fucking crazy.
No, but it's allowing yourself a treat because now you binge eat. You do?
Of course I binge eat, yeah. Like and I love every second of it when I binge eat. Like I don't think I'm...
He doesn't mean he's got a disorder because he wants to binge eat.
No, there is not a happier time in my life when I train food. I get all giddy. I think, what's next?
Yeah, it's weird.
When you sent me back downstairs, when you said, oh, I don't want pom bears.
Yeah.
I went back downstairs for the smoky bacon fish.
Right, but we all live
in this
place.
Guess what I did? I had another packet, a bit of chocolate.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. You can't send me back downstairs into the fucking fruit box. Wow.
Except you're not in the fruit box. The fruit box is full. The snack drawer is empty.
Yeah. Anyway, Monday I got the snackies. We call it the snackies.
Yeah.
I got the snackies, mate.
The snackies, the farties.
Well, Faith gets the farties every now and then now. And starts... Faith's bum on me. It's the funniest noise, mate. It's the weirdest fart noise. It's like they don't sound like farts. They just go like...
Great. We're going to read the doc.
Yeah, so, you want to read the doc?
Yes, to get away from that conversation, let's open the doc.
What else happened this week? West Ham played football.
Oh.
And West Ham...
lost.
Well, I was trying to get it on the TV, wasn't I? Hmm. Because I subscribe to the right things and I try and get it on the TV. However, it was not working and it was causing me a lot of pain. So instead, I took the dog out.
Yeah.
And I took the dog out and notifications kept coming through on my phone.
Yeah, by the time you come home...
It was 3-0.
It's like 1-0.
Yeah, by the time I come home, it was 3-0. And I said to Faith, yeah, I'm not putting it on the TV. There's no point. We're getting Pat Love 4 or 5 today. And we did.
Yeah.
We lost 5-0.
Yeah.
And that's one of the three times we've 5-0 this season. I don't know. Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Not great.
But FPL, I had 3 Chelsea players in my team.
Whoop, whoop.
Because I sensed this coming. I got Nicholas Jackson, Cole Palmer, and Petrovic in my team. And they all returned.
Nice.
This week was huge for me. Really big this week in FPL. But yeah, West Ham approaching the end of the season. We've just sat David Moyes.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's on sad, isn't it?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Sure. Did he not need to go?
I'm troubled with that.
Why?
Because he, in my lifetime, he's the best manager we've ever had.
Oh, really?
Ever, ever, ever had. And I didn't think I was going to live this life of mine on the planet and see West Ham win anything. But he did that. Mm. And I cried like a little girl. He's the best manager I've ever witnessed. He bought West Ham a trophy. He took us over when we were 2 places above relegation zone. We got Europe 3 seasons in a row. It's been mega. This season was a little bit of a fall off. We in the league especially, we've conceded as many shots and like goals as fucking the people who got relegated. So it's bad. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Well, I don't know what any of this means.
So we sacked him. Mutual decision to leave at the end of his contract. But the geezer we're rumoured to get in, Lopetegui, who's in charge of Wolves at the minute, is just fucking, it's a sideward step. It's so mid. It's not a forward step. I'm here to be proved wrong though, but fuck it. I don't like it. Yeah. Big up Moyes. Moyes, thanks. Appreciate you, mate. David. Davide Moisiola.
He does look like a stressed man.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, mate. He gets a little bit of unfair stick.
Yeah, I'd never be a football manager.
I couldn't do it. No,
it
no way.
It just looks so stressful.
Just get ag every week.
Yeah. Like, just chill out, bro. Why are you shouting on the sidelines? You've done your bit. You've told them to play where they play. Relax. They can't even hear you.
They can?
No, they can't.
They can?
They can't. Well, they're not listening, so what's the point?
They're definitely not listening this season. At home with the Kellys.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool, wasn't it?
I did write Curly Pains.
No, on here it's just Kellys.
Oh.
Yeah, Faith thought it would be really funny because she essentially paid for a day rate for her videographers.
Yeah.
And they only filmed for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So then it was like, well, fuck it, we might as well do something. So I just got sent around doing a load of stable job.
Yeah, so I had absolutely nothing in the bag that we could film at home. Like, because again, I will say I'm not a YouTuber.
No, you're not a YouTuber at all. The people you've hired care more about your content than you do.
No, I care about my content.
Do you?
Yeah. I enjoy my stable dates, but that's it.
Right, okay.
So this is, I need to just find series to do and roll with series because... What the fuck was that? Bro's just lizard tongued me.
No,
What the fuck was that?
I had like a weird issue nose, had to do like a...
That was like an Illuminati fucking lizard tongue.
I just had to do like...
That was so weird. That's like when you're sitting next to the weird kid at school and he's just poking his tongue out at you.
I had to do,
that was
my...
so unattractive.
I had to like itchy stretch my nose, man.
Right.
Let me live.
Beautiful. That's, I completely forgot what I was
saying. Yeah, you was filming, you put me to work doing shitty tasks.
Yes.
And people turned out to like it.
They did like it, of course. Yeah, because it's just relaxed. It's chill.
It's chill.
It's chill. It's, I don't chill, need, man, to be making 100 layer lasagnas. That weren't it. That was only,
that was
like
such
30
a shit
layers
video, bruv.
And my fucking oven from that is so dirty.
Such a shit vid as well. That was a horror vid. That
it was
really
so bad. Every time you use the oven after that, it just smokes so bad because of all the cheese.
Need the oven
back.
And I
didn't even make it right. Who knew you had to soak pasta sheets in water before you put it on a lasagna? No, you didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
It didn't even say it on the instructions, by the way. And I've still got like 9 packets of lasagna sheets in the cupboard. I'm never going to use them.
Make another lasagna properly, no, then. All right, first. You did a stable date with GK Barry.
I did. Well, actually, I've not checked the views.
Fellas Only's, Fellas Studios, yeah. Goats.
Yeah.
Yeah, did that. Her riding the horse was very funny because heard her screaming. Bear in mind, the Menards is fucking miles away from the house.
Not close.
I was sat inside looking after Olive and I text Faith. I said, is that Grace screaming?
Yeah.
Because all I could hear, everyone said,
she was really loud. Shout out to Kelly, you know. Because
I saw people commenting on TikTok go, that horse is a saint.
Yeah, yeah. She is. Like, but Grace started screaming and then Kelly's face went, yeah, like that, and then I was we're gonna have to stop now.
He was just barebacking
Cali. Courtney had just ridden, so yeah, I didn't want to take her back up. I felt bad.
Yeah.
So, and plus, I knew she'd be on. It was literally like 45 seconds. She didn't even make it one lap around the men. There's no point tacking up for that.
Hasn't she got trauma with a horse though?
Yeah, she said she fell off.
Yeah.
That's not my fault. She didn't fall off mine. So you'd be all right.
Yeah.
I did like the cut edit into it though.
What did it cut into?
So it was, I was like, oh, have you ever ridden a horse before? And then she went, no, Faith, don't. And then it was her on the horse.
Oh, wow. You
got
the clip.
Shout out, well done. Oh. Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. This is how big the week was in review, right? Are you ready for this next thing?
Go on.
Ethan falling asleep on the sofa whilst watching football.
Fucking yeah, that's news enough.
Yeah, breaking
people,
news.
People that
Matt
say
falls asleep on sofa.
Yeah, people that say we shouldn't have a podcast is fucking. Yeah. You're missing
microphones
out.
Microphones should have a license. You should have to have a license to buy a microphone. Yes. So Monday night football, Crystal Palace versus Man United. What a fucking game, by the way. United have finished. It's so funny to watch.
She didn't. She was asleep.
Well, I saw all 4 goals and then I went to sleep.
Yeah, but I fucking hate that because I then watch it. And
I've,
do you know
asleep,
what winds me up even more? Ethan stays up so bloody late. Not and we so always late. Start series together and I'm ready for bed at like 8. Genuinely, like I'm bored, I'm ready for bed at 8 p.m. and I have to wait until like 11.
You don't have
sometimes
to wait.
Half. No, I do, because you get all pissy about it. You're like, oh, you can watch it without me.
Only when you're watching
something
else.
Exactly. So the same principle goes, you want me to wait because I can't watch the programme unless you come to bed at 11:30 and then I have to stay up till like fucking 1 in the morning. That's ridiculous.
That's not the case.
That's ridiculous. It is the case.
Anyway,
we
guys.
Started Clarkson Farm.
Yeah.
And I had to give you an ultimatum yesterday.
Clarkson Farm.
Yeah, I had to give you
Clarkson's Farm.
Okay,
Clarkson Farm.
Mate, you've got non-existent eyebrows. Who are you raising them at? Can't see them.
Either way, I was watching the football. About the 75th minute, I usually nod off. It's a hard day, man. I had a hard day Monday.
Right, brilliant. Right, so we was watching Clarkson's Farm.
Yeah.
And I had to give you an ultimatum last night, didn't I? I was like, I'm putting it on the telly because this is a joke. I said, because you was playing Girth and Turf, wasn't you?
Yeah.
So I was like, listen, I'm going to put it on. And he was like, can't you watch something else? And I said, no.
Put back one of your shitty reality TV shows on.
I've watched them all.
But anyway, it actually worked out timing-wise because I was only going to play one more game anyway, but I played the one more game. Oh. And by the time I come up, you'd finished doing all your nighttime jazz or anyway. So it actually worked out.
Mm.
It was all right. But yeah, we finished it last night. Clarkson Farm. It's actually on the document. So.
Yeah. Ethan was like, oh, there's only 4 episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't realise because usually it's like 6 or 7, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But then the actual trauma they went through with the pigs, I can imagine that being really upsetting.
It says
and obviously
here,
they said they had really bad weather as well.
Yeah. It says here, do you think there's any hypocrisy in being sad about their pigs dying when they send them to slaughter anyway? I think it's different when it's a baby pig, man. When it's a baby pig, it's quite sad.
No, I've not wanted to eat pigs since that.
Really?
Mm.
I think the
I haven't. And I've got
by the way. Oh my God. We went downstairs.
I weren't going to eat it. I just
went downstairs.
To see if you share
there was
with
one
me.
Bacon and egg roll left. And she went, you can have it. And then went, can I have one piece of bacon though?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if you'd share and you didn't, and I was right.
That's, no, you wanted the bacon.
I didn't want the bacon.
You didn't want
not
the
eating pigs.
You did want the bacon.
I'm not eating pigs.
All right, is this like how you went vegan and then now...
That was really difficult.
And now you're also a two-mobile phone girl.
Because and I don't know what to cook. And even on all these vegan pages, bro, they did the absolute fucking most. Like, when you just want a snack, why have I got to cook with like 9 different things to make something? I had to get a carrot out of the fridge the other night and I ate carrot for a snack in bed.
Yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah, that was mental.
So this is what I say.
Not being
this
in bed with Bugs Bunny, mate.
That's what veganism would be for me. I've just snacked on a fucking carrot. I didn't even peel it.
Oh, 4 more episodes come out on Friday. Yes.
Oh, woo-hoo!
Yes. Okay. I don't think there's a hypocrisy. Yeah, probably. But it's just sad looking at a baby pig.
Bro, I have 4 horses, right? I know I'm never going to send them to slaughter, just saying, but I can't sell them. And I would say there are 2 that I do not need.
No.
Well, actually, I don't need any of them.
How does this come into...
Because I can't sell 2 of my animals. Can't do it. Because where are you going? How do I know you're not going to hit them or feed them enough or whatever? But I think you are burning my fucking money.
Mm.
You piss me off every day.
Yeah.
Being a bit of a
slaughter
wanker.
Them.
Bro, just cut me off like 7 times.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Continue.
All right, but it winds me up. No, I don't want to continue.
All right.
No, I am.
Right.
I'm just saying. So imagine having these cute little pigs that have done nothing wrong. They're just snorting around your land. Just, oh, look at what's under this leaf. Can I eat it? Oh, I'm going to kill you today. That's nuts.
Yeah.
I could never. Could you slaughter a pig?
Probably.
Could you?
Yeah.
I actually think, I think 2 things actually. I've forgotten the first one. I should go for a second. The day Olive understands she's eating a chicken.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she'll cry?
No.
I do. I think she's
because it's so normalised.
Yeah, exactly. But what if she goes, I don't want to eat animals and then I'm going to have to learn all this lentil shit. It's
no,
really
but
difficult.
You don't
have to
soak them
before you cook in.
You don't have to say that. You simply explained it. What they learn as well is that people have farms, they raise animals and they use them as food.
Feud.
Yeah.
Why not?
But yes, they were sad about the big mum dying. I think that was more the fucking... his wife, Lisa, had an attachment to that one because she was a bit more gentle. I suppose it's natural, isn't it? When you got these animals, you're buying these animals, you develop a little bit of care for them, don't you? You're seeing them every day.
Mm.
Feed them, make sure they're all right. And I know the end
but
goal
it's
is
so
to...
nuts because you dictate their whole entire life. Like, yeah. I actually think it's good to see because I personally... and probably everyone is so ignorant about the fact that, animals are actually doing this. Like they're living their life and then they get taken to slaughter and then they're just meat and it ends
they
up
they make
in the
so
shelf.
Much sausages in that though.
Yeah, but all we do is go to Tesco's and pick up the meat. So we've got complete ignorance over the whole like slaughtering process because we don't see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's hardly in our face, is it? But to actually see it is a bit like, oh, I don't want to eat you now.
I do.
Quite sad. Yeah, I know. But I just think you're a bit insensitive.
I tried to explain this. I'm just quite emotionless in general.
Mm.
Nothing really. It's all right. The one emotion I do, I feel
cry
inside.
If I died.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Someone hold him to that if it happens.
I would. The one emotion that I feel inside is when I get angry. I can feel it, man. But like everything else just passes by, and that's quite
Rose
bad.
Who's got? Problems.
Yeah,
he's
but I can feel
mentally
it.
Ill.
Okay, that's not very nice. You can't
Bro
sing
just
a mentally
said
also.
He binges at the beginning, and then all you've said the only emotion you feel is anger.
Yeah, but like that's the one I can feel. I get hot, bro.
Happiness.
Yeah, I can feel happiness.
Are you
but
sure?
Also not. But I can't feel it as deeply as I feel anger.
Well, bro's mentally.
Stop singing
Ill.
At me. Kendrick versus Drake beef.
Yeah.
You've not really paid attention to it at
I'm
all.
I'm not really a rapper kind of girl. I'm more like a Luther Vandross.
You're not even a Luther Vandross.
I haven't listened to that type of music all the
no,
time.
No, you're more a fucking me espresso.
No, you are that.
Yeah, I am.
So
that.
On the way home from the last podcast, I said, Ethan, can I play a song? Because when we're in Ethan's bloody
think
uterus,
about
right?
Me.
I'm not allowed to touch any buttons.
Well, you are. It's just, it connects to my car play. So it was really annoying when you start jigging around.
I say, can I play a song? You say, no. It's like a reflex. No. It's faster than the reflex of, do you love me?
That's not fair to say. Take it back.
I asked if you'd cheat on me with, who was it last night?
Anne Hathaway.
Because
we were watching a
new
film.
I said, we'd cheat on me with Anne Hathaway, and he took a second. I said, that should have been like a reflex.
No, because I did. Stupid fucking questions that you ask. Like, we're sat watching this film, and then out of nowhere goes, would you cheat on me with Anne Hathaway? It's like, I'm fucking relaxing. I'm watching a film. No.
I bet you would.
No. It's not my type of bird.
Anne Hathaway.
It's not my type of bird.
How?
She just isn't.
What's your type of bird then?
You. Weird, funky looking.
Right.
Nose jet.
Red card.
Fucking honestly. Eyebrows.
By the way, people started saying that on socials and they do not have the fucking authority to say that.
They put up a thing like, I'm trying to glow up even more. What can I do?
No,
and like,
wait,
literally everyone put eyebrows.
It's a trend on TikTok. I didn't just post that.
Yeah.
I was just making the trend on
everybody.
Because I was bored in a car.
Yeah.
And everyone, bro, this is news to me.
Yeah, I know.
My eyebrows have never been bullied before.
Ethan, I put up a thing and basically everyone's saying eyebrows. There's nothing wrong with my eyebrows.
Literally, and I posted a get ready with me and Innocent didn't even fucking speak in it, so I couldn't have done that much to wind you up. Babe, wax your eyebrows. I said, babe, mind your business.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does it matter if I've put a bit of wax on my eyebrows?
They're
for
fine.
You?
Your
How
eyebrows
about
are
your
fine.
Day?
Your eyebrows
I've
are
always, good. Always, since this podcast started, I've always had bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
Always. I haven't waxed my eyebrows
You're in
since
the
year 7. But when have you ever seen me wax or pluck my eyebrows?
No.
Never. I don't do that.
Well done, you. Anyway, we was talking about Mi Espresso. Basically, Faith started tapping along and she said, oh, I want to play this song by Sabrina Carpenter. And then she went on to a story like, do you know who she is? I said, no. She went, good, don't Google her.
Yeah, and then it was so bad because I said, oh yeah, this was a red card as well. I said in the kitchen, do you want to see who Sabrina Carpenter is? He said, yes.
Because you've done so much storytelling about her.
You should have said, no.
No.
You're the only queen I want to see. So, and then anyway, I played in the clip without playing me at first. Bro was slut dropping down to the ground gently with it. She was polite with it. And I was like, I wish I watched this clip first.
I went, here you go. I was watching it. She's done her thing. And Faith went, oh my God, don't look at that.
I thought I should have watched this first. Damn it.
But that tune is a fucking heater.
But it's just the protest in the car. No,
no,
you can't play your songs. It's too much radio shit, whatever. And then in Alexa, play Espresso.
Yeah.
And bro bangs it out.
When I'm doing the dishwasher or whatever. Think about me every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so.
Do you fancy her?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. I bet you do. Everyone fancies her. So this is why he's lying. Because, right, and when I ask of any pretty girl, do you fancy her? No.
Because I don't fancy her. She's attractive, yeah, yes, but I don't fancy her. She's attractive.
So you chag her. That's a fucking joke.
She's attractive.
So if I wasn't here, you'd chag her. Is that what you're saying? Bro wants to shag Sabrina Carpenter.
Listen, I don't fancy her. She's an attractive lady, but I don't fancy her.
But you shag her.
No.
Yeah, she would. No. Look me in my eyes and say, I would not like to shag Sabrina Carpenter. Go on. You can't do it. That's it. I'm not marrying you. That's a fucking joke.
You're making me laugh.
Say it.
I would not like to shag
Bro's Sabrina. Laughing.
You're making me laugh now.
Yeah.
A bit. Because no. I don't want to check it now.
But later then.
If I never met you, of course I'd say yeah, probably. Just like you'd check Ghost from Bower if I didn't exist. It's the same fucking thing.
No,
you'd check loads
I
of men.
I do exist.
You'd check Anthony. All you do is look at Joshua Scott when he's on TV.
It looks at me.
See, this is what I'm saying. So yeah, I could say,
it's
that's
just
red,
there.
Card, red card, red card, red card. You're fucking staring at AJ's cock, mate.
We have a 100-inch TV and it's looking at me.
You've got 100-inch cock on
that's
my TV.
That's what I'm saying. So when it's on the big screen, mate, it's like a 3D show. Jesus Christ,
you
ain't my fault, is it?
You are funny, I'll give you that. Anyway, the tune's banging. I really like that tune. Anyway, this will come from Kendrick Drake Beef. You have no clue about the raps and the songs, do you?
I've seen a couple on TikTok.
Yeah. I don't really know or care who's winning. I prefer how Drake...
Sabrina Carpenter.
I prefer how Drake sounds and produces his records because I think they're more of a... bop. Kendrick's just very like, I've never got on with Kendrick. I don't like his raps. Wayne Rooney's house party.
Yep.
Yeah, got invited to that. He invited all the Girlfriend Turf boys. It looked like a proper turn up. Looked really decent. Apparently, Wayne Rooney's son called Chazza the 2016 Bazinga. That's quite funny.
Pete, the one with the Simon top?
No, that's Aaron.
Oh.
That's not Chazza. You're not really clued up on it, all of them, are you? You know a couple, but but yeah, basically, loads of people who watch Girl from Turf. Basically, Ginger gets like 20 to 30,000 viewers a night, which is mental anyway. And then when something special happens, like Wayne joining, we played Trent, stuff like that, it goes up even more. But basically, everyone thought it was a fake Wayne Rooney. I had my suspicions at first, right? Even me in the call with him. I'm sat there talking to him about golf, whatever. It got to a point where I was like, he's got too many like personal stories and like anecdotes about his life that it can't not be. So I was like, it 100% is. But now everyone has been proved wrong.
Oh, really?
All the boys were at his house.
Wow.
Mental, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What a life.
He's small, isn't he?
He's the same size as me, I think.
Oh.
I think he's 5'8", 5'9".
He's a little man then.
He's five. I'm not. No, that's not fair. Stop being mean. You're being nasty now. You said I've got pointy. You said I've got pointy ears, though. You said I've got mental illness.
I'm not wrong on either of those things.
It's not very nice. But yeah, it has been proved. Girl from Turf, Wayne Rooney is real. And they had a party. We got invited to it. I had Sunday League and also went to yours on Sunday. So it wasn't possible.
Well,
and
I mean, it was in Manchester.
Yeah, plus trying to get a train out to Manchester on a Sunday would be fucking...
Like, it would take you like 3.5 hours to get there.
Yeah, just hell on earth anyway. But yeah, it looked like a decent turnout. So fair dues. We've already spoken about Clarkson Farm, but I'm really happy there's more episodes. That's good then. I like that.
Mm.
Positive. Yeah, we started watching that. What was it called last night?
Ends with Us. Begins with Us.
I don't think it was that. But that Anne Hathaway film, it's on, is it Amazon only? I'm going on Amazon now. What's it called? Because I just heard it had good reviews. We haven't finished. Did we finish it?
No, you fell asleep halfway through.
Really?
I remember where we got up to though, because I was
watching
it. Okay. That's what annoys me. Should we watch this? Yeah, it falls asleep. Now I'm awake watching it again.
What's it fucking called?
I'm pretty sure it's Ends With Us.
I'm putting Anne Hathaway in. And it should come up. The Idea Review. That was it. Yeah. So we started watching that. And yeah, pretty cool from what I remember.
Mm.
But yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, maybe we'll finish that. Should start doing a Growing Pains film club. No. Faith hates films. Tyler Met Gala dress. She couldn't move in her dress, so it had to be carried around all evening.
Yeah, I saw that.
I haven't seen this. Oh, that's awful. This is when I, like, so I'm looking at that.
Her dress is made of sand.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I'm looking at that.
Do you?
I don't care what the fuck it's made of. It's when I watch shit like this and I think human beings, if there are aliens out there, they're looking at us going, what fucking idiots. Why are you having to be picked up and put down in front of a camera to go?
Yeah. I actually think Kendall Jenner looked the best.
I don't watch any of that
makeup. Yeah, well,
shit.
Do you want to look it up, seeing as now you love looking at women?
All right, then. Thank you.
Kendall Jenner, she looked flames. I know fashion. Look at what I'm wearing.
Come on. Technicolor raincoat. Wicked and bad.
Everyone hated this on TikTok, though.
I quite like it.
Thanks.
I'm a fan of like little. I'm a fan of shaggy bits like that.
Of course you are. I'm going to shag everything.
I don't actually want to shag everything. I don't actually even have a high sex drive. I don't want to shag anything.
Good for her.
Huh? Whilst this happens, I have news for everyone.
You're pregnant.
No.
Oh.
I'm now a Guinness drinker.
Woohoo! Is that news?
Yep. That's right, everybody. Thank you for clapping me. I'm now a Guinness drinker. It has taken nigh on 29 years. But I am now a Guinness drinker. I'm a big fan. It's not carbonated. It is flat. It means you can drink lots of them.
Yeah, I had a wine spritz the other night, didn't I?
Yeah, fucked you up.
Bro,
so you sleep.
I don't really drink, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't like the taste. I don't like the feeling. And then I get anxiety about the feeling. So it don't really work for me.
This is the same girl that thinks she got high off CBD.
Exactly.
So
I had a quarter of a glass of wine. Yeah. Bro, my eyes were red, weren't they?
And you was knackered.
I looked high.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Mm.
And then I said, Ethan, I feel like I'm going to stop breathing. He was like, you're just relaxed.
Yeah, I said, just relax, man. Yeah, Faith gets all in her head about absolutely everything. So anyway, welcome to the Met Gala segment.
Vogue.
So we have our dedicated fashion expert here, Fizzle K. Fizzle K Fashion is what I'm hearing on the street. So first up, we have Jenny Kim. She's wearing a blue number with a cape.
And a belly chain.
And a thing that follows her.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty standard, isn't it? It looks pretty standard.
Yeah.
I don't mind Jenny Kim's. Jenny Kim's gone there on a humble ting.
Yeah, but I don't personally, I don't think it screams
Met Gala.
Like Met Gala. I think it's pretty basic.
What's your Met Gala requirements?
I'm pretty sure you can get something like that on Club L London.
Give me your Met Gala requirements then.
Bro, something like, I want you to do something jaw-dropping. I want you in outfits like Zendaya's when we get there. Right.
Let's see. Doja Cat, she's obviously still quite bald. She has gone in what looks like a wet t-shirt.
Yeah.
T-shirt competition.
I do like it, but did she have to stand with her hands over her nips the whole night?
I can only imagine so, yeah.
Because that's long.
Again, see,
I'd forget and clap and then everyone would see me tits.
That, to me, is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
sorry,
that
Doja
one's
Cat.
Not for me.
Sorry, Doja Cat. You're not in fucking O Beach.
I bet you, though, you have to body oddy to be in that position.
You're not in O Beach. It's not a wet t-shirt competition. Sling your hook. Lana Del Rey.
Satanic. Didn't like this.
Really odd.
Yeah.
See, look, what the fuck is going on? It looks like a shit outfit from a children's play. Like, is she dressed up as the fucking, like, the hollow oak in a forest or something?
It looks like, you know, like Jesus crossed, whatever. It kind of looks like, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like,
well, can you explain it to me? What's she gone for? What's the vibe she went for with that?
Well, I don't know. I can only think myself. But what I'm saying, I feel like all these music industry people are a bit like satanic,
oh, right,
aren't they?
Okay.
Like, with
so
the symbolism and stuff.
Satanic rituals.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think that's a little praise to Satan. This one's Zendaya.
Oh, yeah. Right. Go on. What's she done here then? Go on. Explain to me.
Well, I don't know what
she's gone for. Why is she posing like that?
She's a model. Zendaya's a model. She knows what she's doing.
Why's she going like this?
Yeah, look, she's got to slay that outfit. Do you know how difficult slaying that was? If I come downstairs in that, what would you say?
Wait, we got mermaid on the bottom with her.
Yeah.
Little mermaid tail on the bottom with what?
Ruffles on the back.
A fucking hovercraft bit on the back.
It's giving peacock.
She's trying to peacock. And then like a pointy thing above her head.
Is there a theme?
No, you've just got to go.
What? I'm pretty sure it's like the garden of something, right? So maybe she has gone a peacock. Find them.
Garden. So why the fuck did Doja Cat come in a white t-shirt, wet t-shirt? What's that got to do with the garden?
I don't know. But I think actually Zendaya is really on brief because loads of people was like...
That's odd. Yeah. Now I've got the brief. She's done the right. Yeah. Well done.
Because I think she's actually the only person to hit the brief.
All right. Michelle Williams, what's she trying to be like? Little pixie fairy or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I do like the outfit though. No, it's
yeah,
it's simple,
shit,
but I don't like it.
That's shit. Yeah. Michelle can get a swinger up. Who's next? Kylie Jenner.
This was so basic.
So did you think
for a Kardashian.
You said she was good or not? No.
No, I think this is so basic.
She got cone boobs. She got like Angry Ginger's tits.
Yeah. But like she needs a necklace or something. Like she got like no accessories. It's very bare from like her chin to her chest.
It makes her look really stumpy.
Yeah.
Not
like,
really
for
short.
For me, it's not a Kardashian look. I think she could have done so much better.
Yeah, fair dues. All right. Sydney Sweeney. Ain't got a clue who this is, but sure. That's a
Yeah,
I don't know. Wallahi, I don't know who Sydney Sweeney is. Like, wallahi.
This is what he says now. He's trying to revoke his get out of jail free card.
Wallahi, I don't know who Sydney Sweeney is. Who is she?
Bro, this is not
a funny joke. Who actually is she?
Singer, isn't she?
Surely.
No. Proddy, I'm not even joking. I don't know who she is.
Well, she looks like Sabrina a bit, so I bet he'd shag her.
I literally don't know who she is, but yeah, what is she in?
She's an actress.
Yeah, but what is she in? Yeah, I haven't watched Euphoria. I ain't got a fucking clue about Euphoria. Meh, not a clue. Fair dues. All right then. Yeah, cool. What did she do? She did, cool.
Actor.
Yeah. Shit though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's giving prom.
Yeah.
I personally don't like it and I prefer her blonde hair. I don't know why they went for black hair on her.
Yeah, that's fucking odd, but sure. All right, who's next? Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, I like this. I think this is a really nice dress.
She's hit the brief.
Yeah, I think this is really nice.
She's cooking. She looks elegant. Well done.
The flowers.
Yeah. Okay. That's a mature, hit the brief, smash it out of the park. Well done, you.
It's really good.
Yeah, well done. All right, Gigi, well done.
Taylor Russell. I actually loved that as well.
What, this?
Yeah, I think that's so nice. I think, look how snatched she wants to look.
Yeah, no, but that just reminds me of, you know, when you go past like fucking H&M and they've got the model in the window, but without any t-shirts on.
Yeah.
And it's all like shiny and shit.
That's I get it, but like, it's very minimalist, but it does a lot at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like even the way the skirt,
it's not the worst really outfit. Nice. It's just, that's again, that's like,
but again, you've got to have them.
But that's an outfit I can imagine some birds wear into like fucking Studio 338 or something. Like,
well, not the skirt, the
no,
top.
No, but yeah, probably, the skirt, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sure, Taylor Russell. Demi Moore?
Demi Moore, innit?
Demi Moore.
Oh.
I ain't got a clue either.
I just heard it in Friends.
Mate, I generally don't know anyone. Demi Moore, what is she? Who is she? She is a actress and producer.
Mm.
Right, sure. All right, Demi Moore. What have you cooked? You're a peacock as well. Sarah Jessica Parker. I don't get when people do these things with dresses where it's permanently stuck out.
Yeah, how'd you sit down?
Yeah, really annoying.
But I do like it. I think she looks really elegant and classy.
I don't like the fact. I don't
I
like
think
the hat.
Her hair looks stunning. Look, play the video. Look at her hair. Wow.
Yeah, I don't like the hat.
So much fucking hair. It's amazing. Kind of looks like she's ready for Wimbledon in the fucking Queen's box office.
Yeah, box office.
I don't know what it is.
Ariana Grande, simple thing, prom dress.
Everyone on socials raved about her dress. I think it's so basic.
It's a prom dress.
Ariana Grande, yeah. I just don't think it did
Cynthia
anything.
Cynthia Erivo, she's hit the brief. She cooked.
She has cooked.
She cooked. Garden Vibes.
Charlotte Tilbury.
Both shit, by the way. Both really shit Met Gala outfits. You've done nothing there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like you've just gone to a normal party.
Mm.
I'd say sat here in my Tommy T shirt.
It's that wedding guest outfit, isn't it?
Yep, go on. Who's next? Oh, there's a male there. Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble. It's not a wedding though, is it? They've missed a brief.
No, I do like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like
sure.
it.
Sure. All right. Harris Reid.
She's got a bit of a wig, isn't she? Jesus Christ. This is doing the most. Imagine sitting behind her at the table.
See, look, what the fuck is going on? I get that I'm a hypocrite here because I'm calling the basic ones really basic, but when someone does something like that, I call it fucking stupid. But there's a nice medium range to hit. That's too far.
But who the fuck
that's
makes
that's
something
too
like
far.
That?
That's
you
really
never get that on
that's
yourself,
too far,
you?
Mate. Bro's got a fucking sundial on her head. This is horror. This is. That trim is monster.
Giving Renaissance.
That is monstrosity. Wow. What a shit day out.
I don't like the orange shoes.
That looks like she's been to an afters and she's on the way home. That's what she looks like. She looks like she's had the night of her life somewhere on fucking everything she can take.
No, it looks like, you know, when you're tidying your room and then you have to put everything on that you find.
Yeah. And Beaker Mod.
This is...
Oh, she's the thingy girl.
Yeah, she's...
Thingy, innit? What was that series?
I don't know, but I thought that was shit as well.
What, the series?
Yeah, everyone fucking cried at that. And
probably did.
It wasn't good.
Probably cried at it.
Did you?
What was this series called again?
The Last of You or something.
Really, really impactful then, Brod.
One day,
that's the one, yeah. And be commanded.
One day, I'll get... Yeah,
she was good in that, to be fair. She was a good actor. Mid-outfit, though.
I like Cleveland. This.
Sure.
This is really good. She looks like a garden weed. Like a root vegetable.
Okay, boss. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny rolled in looking like a fucking corporal.
Looks like a fucking pirate.
What's he? Why is he dressed like that for a garden party? You're not defending the fucking garden.
I wouldn't have recognised any of these people out and about.
Yeah, same. It's a good job they got titles up there.
Yeah.
All right, who's up next? Chris Hemsworth. I like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, he looked boring.
Ashley Graham, mid. Chris Hemsworth, what a guy. Handsome motherfucker, man.
I don't think so.
What?
Not my type.
Are you on crack, mate? No. Look at him.
No, he just looks like he loves himself. Do you know what I mean?
I would too.
You do already.
What a shit outfit. Jamie Dornan. It's ironic that his name is that because I've seen him stand outside the Ritz. I've seen... Dornan. Well, it should be Dorman. Because that I've seen you walk past, I go, how are you, sir? When you're going into like a hotel.
She needs the hat on.
Yeah.
So type in Kylie Jenner's. Let me see Kylie Jenner's.
Is it not going to be on there somewhere?
No. Kendall, I mean.
She means Kendall, yeah. Oh, that was my ankle. Met Gala, man. What a fucking, what an ordeal.
Is that it? That's it.
good outfit. No, isn't it?
Like apparently, so I can't remember what brand it
it's
was.
Better than her sisters.
But that dress has never ever been worn.
really?
Ever off the model. Even when it was showcased, it's only ever been on a mannequin. Oh, so she's the first person to wear it.
Isn't that crazy?
I think it really suits her. Type in Kim K.
It is. It's definitely better than her sisters. So she's done better.
Kim K was there, and everyone said that Kim K must have had like a wardrobe malfunction because she was wearing a cardigan, and she had a report, and it says, oh, it looks like I've got my boyfriend's house at 8, Met Gala at like fucking 9 or something.
I don't mind that though.
I thought the cardigan was a look.
Yeah, I don't mind the cardigan look.
Look at her waist though.
I was about to say this, by the way. Click that first image again.
Look.
The very first one. And zoom in. That is not a real fucking human, bro. Look, that what's happened. That's fucking mental.
Like, can she breathe? But I really enjoyed it. That I liked hurt. It with the cardigan. That's I think hurt. The cardigan was a touch.
I think the cardigan throws it off a bit. Yeah,
that's
cool.
What everyone's saying, but I personally enjoy
it. No, I mean, like, throws it off in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck it, man.
But everyone was like, oh, she's not confident. Like, really? She must have had a wardrobe malfunction. Now she's had to wear this. Like,
oh, people are just confident.
I think she served.
Yeah, people are just mean.
It's still better than Kylie's.
Yeah, it is. Oh, well, that's the Met Gala done for another year. Next year, they'll probably throw on another theme. People look ridiculous again. Fair dues. Well done. What else is happening in the world?
I have an ear operation next
week. Dave's got an ear operation next week, yeah.
Is it next week?
Well, 12 days. Week and a bit. Yeah, on the 20th. So everybody wish Fizzle K well. She's got claustrotomy in her ear, which is a disease that grows in your eardrum, but can also grow into your brain and start taking over your brain.
It's essentially just a disease that eats everything in your ear.
In its so way,
like,
yeah.
It can eat like all the bone structure, it'll eat all the stuff that lets me hear.
Yep.
Like, and then it can do the lining of your brain then and it just
does all your sinuses,
me.
Pressure and that.
Sinuses, yeah.
Puffing you up.
Yeah.
Give you headaches.
Yeah.
Well, she had an operation already, but she told him not to do go in behind her ear because she didn't want to have a fucking helmet on.
Well, no, he said I wouldn't need to because yeah. it wasn't the capacity of my whole ear. Yeah, no, I didn't. But this time he said we'll have to cut because that didn't work.
Yeah.
He said now we'll have to cut from behind your ear and get it all out that way just to make sure we can get every last little bit.
Yeah, Londo.
So I'm going to have a lovely scar all behind my ear.
You're going to have a bandage helmet.
We'll have a bandage helmet, yeah.
Buzzing for that.
Yeah.
Slaying.
Ethan's
serving.
Not taking a day off work. Don't love me enough. It's only major surgery, but don't worry about it.
Stop. Because that's not fair to do. That's not fair to do. It was meant to actually be tomorrow, the operation, which was absolutely fine. Then
that was only as like a...
No, but the Sidemen
that was
have,
never locked in.
The Sidemen have a fucking humongous project that we've been working on for ages, and that is the very first day of it, and it got moved to that. So I'm taking Olive to work with me. Then I'm coming straight to you. So, unfortunately, and I will be there by your side when as soon as it's fucking long operation.
I'll just be alone when I wake up.
It's no, it won't be. You won't be. I'll probably be done by then. Yeah, it's a long operation, though. Your last one was 7 hours.
Exactly.
That was fucking mental.
Major surgery, bro.
There's a lot to do in 7 hours, so I'll be done and dusted and I'll come straight there.
Mm.
Bosh. All right. Well, do we need to talk about anything else? Yeah.
I actually saw something.
Here we go.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually quite interesting.
What?
This woman, let me see if I can find it. I screenshot his username. I don't know if I saved it. Let me see. She talks about how she was like an ex-criminal.
Yeah.
Like, and she used to burgle people's houses. She used to burgle like 7 houses a day. And
right.
I just thought it was really interesting how she done it. I didn't save it, for fuck's sake. Maybe we can talk about that next pod.
All right then.
I'm actually going to give everyone homework so that the next podcast we all know what we're talking about together. So if you go on Matthew Cox True Crime, okay, on YouTube, then it will be on there. And she is a lady with dark brunette hair. And she's wearing a green top. Everyone watch that for homework right. For next week. We'll watch it as well.
Yeah.
And we can talk about it.
All right. Make sure we actually do that then.
Growing Pains homework.
All right then, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure to join you for another week of the Growing Pains podcast. Remember to like, subscribe to the YouTube channel for more. If you're listening on audio platforms, please like it, rate it, 5 stars, follow it, subscribe to it, do all that good stuff. If you want to consume the podcast in short formats, then make sure to subscribe to the Growing Pains Clips YouTube channel. That's where you can get all the good little juicy snippets. And also follow us on Instagram, Growing Pains Insta, where we post cute carousel pictures from throughout our week that
which
you can catch up on.
Which fucking takes.
Yeah, it's mainly Faith's camera roll, but hey, I contribute one or two every now and then. It's been a pleasure. Goodbye, ladies and gents.